know what else you would like to know.
I was wondering if you thought of any of the old terms that we forgot to ask or don't know about.
No, what?
The old terms for things, the old words. I was wondering if we forgot anything that we ought to put in.
Well, now, I'll tell you one thing folks used to... farmers used to get out and cut their grain with a cradle. Did you ever see one, a hand cradle?
No, is that the same as the scythe?
Well, it's something on that order, but the cradle... The cradle is made with long fingers to it, you know, about this wide, and it's got a long handle to it, and a handle that you get hold of with your hand, and you sling it. It's got a blade of, a steel blade on it, you know.
I see.
Sort of like a scythe. But you sling it this way and grab the oats and wheat up that way, you see.
The fingers and are just gathered up.
The fingers hold it, and you take it off of the fingers and lay it down on the ground. You know?
I see. That's the hard way.
Hard way was right. But people enjoyed living then, you know. So much more to get, I don't know, they got so much more out of life than you do now. It's a different kind of life that people have now.
More tension and more anger and more competition. And
they used to have, my grandfather used to have a block about this high, a great big light, fat block, you know, made out of fat timber. And a step cut out down here and a step up on top that he got up on to get on his horse.
Yeah,
right. And another thing, an old grind rock. Did you ever see one?
Yes. used to sharpen scythes and big knives with a grind rock.
Axes and...
That's a grind rock, but the small thing would be the wet rock.
Yeah, the wet rock is that little thing that you Well, it's really raining, isn't it?
It really is pouring down. I got my car washed free here.
Yeah, that's the truth.
How long did you say you lived here in town?
I've been here 18 and a half years. My folks all... there was four children, and the youngest had married twice, and the other three stayed single and stayed home with the parents, you know.
So
then the last bachelor brother died, and I had this old auntie taking care of her, and she was 90 years old. And I had to move to town. I left on a little farm out here, you know. And so I've been here 18 and a half years.
I see.
But I have never lived more than 4 miles from Sparks in my entire life.
Right.
So I'm really one of the old timers. And about the only, there's not very many here. I'll tell you now that that was here just way back young, you know.
I was wondering who else in town I might talk to. Would you have any idea?
Well, now there's Aeneas Webb. Lives down on this street here. This is Ellie Webb.